If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. Victory reaction Monday after your Texans get a 38-30 victory over the Colts. And 12-5 is the record for the year. Yet another season of just double-digit wins. Just an incredible tenure early on for C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans. And what a wild year this one is, because there was very much points where it felt like the sky was falling, and here they are. As a team that I think you could use very much as an answer to the question of the day, who are your actual Super Bowl contenders? There's 14 teams rather, seven on either side of the bracket that are now slated to play in the playoffs. The rest of them, they've figured out their orders to go and work on looking at the draft. They're trying to compile talent. Right now, 14 teams are looking towards Super Bowl, but how many do you think have an actual legitimate chance at going and hoisting a trophy? 713-572-4610.
I would say, well, let's count out loud here.
Okay.
Seattle would be my favorite.
I strong agree. You know I've said this for a little while. I think that that's probably the best team of football.
See their point differential?
I actually haven't in a while.
191 points.
Is that good?
The next best in the entire NFL is like 170, 172, something like that. I mean, they just...
You made those up.
57.5% of all stats are made up. But
and just to actually confirm, 191 points is the differential for the Seahawks. The second best point differential is held by the number two seed in the AFC, the New England Patriots, 170. And that's also
what did I say?
That's See? Also with the very widely touted easiest schedule easiest in schedule. All of football. Yeah.
So Seattle's number one. I think the Rams are still up there. There's a legit contender.
Strong agree.
I think New England and Denver just. Because of how they, you know, they finished the year.
I'm good on that, actually.
On New England and Denver?
I'm good on New England. Denver is a possible for me. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
New England is in that place for me where I've seen enough of them when the going gets tough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ready to fall apart.
You think so?
That's ready to fall apart.
Wow.
Drake May has been incredible.
I didn't
get me
expect
wrong.
That from you.
That is ready to fall apart. I've been somebody who's tried to hold off on my skepticism because a lot of people very early on were saying this is all fool's gold because of the schedule. I saw the way that they played versus the Bills, and that did not inspire any confidence within me. Who did they play last week again? that had me kind of looking at them a little sideways. Mm-hmm. It was when they played the Ravens as well, and I was like, ew.
Yeah,
you are not putting up the best performances. Now, of course, you just need to get these victories in the regular season, as the Texans well know.
Yeah,
but I have skepticisms in that there's not very much that I go is great on that team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of pretty good, and then Drake May has been really good, and I do wonder how that holds
the
up
reason
to
for
scrutiny,
me.
Especially
Drake,
with a rookie.
Drake May is legit. So I have four, you have three, and okay. a possible. I also have Texans.
I do feel that way.
I think the Texans have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl.
I think it is possible that they might have the best unit in all of football because of this defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers are not going to point to that, but the mentality of this defense
yes.
is just such a throwback. It is so unique to this time period that I think it creates a different effect that is not quantifiable mm-hmm. against teams.
Jacksonville?
Yes, without question.
I hate to say it because I've been, you know, early in the year I was very, very skeptical, but
tried to told you
they have the best rushing defense in the NFL, and Buffalo, just because of Josh Allen.
I don't know that Josh Allen can do this by his lonesome, especially without a defense as mm-hmm. well.
So you have fewer than I have seven.
Yeah, you have seven.
I
have fewer.
The team that I look at the way you look at the Patriots is the Niners. They ain't gonna do it.
They
have some big holes.
That is fair.
Yeah, they have some big holes.
I think, and the defense is one of those where it goes oof at times.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been playing better of late. I think I actually, on the NFC side, I go Seahawks, I go Rams. And I think because of the run of play of late, you know, final game aside, I probably go Niners as well
okay.
in there. Those are the teams I'm looking at over there. The Eagles, you've long had my issues with the Eagles. The Bears defensively just aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all turnovers at this point. No real substantive defense. On the AFC side, rather, Jacksonville is definitely one in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I look at Denver, even though I'm just like... They got home field.
Yeah.
I got questions about Bo Nix in the playoffs as well, but they just keep pulling all their keys through.
Yeah.
And the Texans, the Bills just feel like a little bit of a far stretch. That's my possible if I was going to put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Six teams in all of this out of the 14, I think, that actually could do this. And the Texans are one of those.
And I have seven. The most bizarre, but maybe a possibility out there.
Also, a great point that comes in on the text mm-hmm. line. New England also has players with allegations on them right now.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly how that plays out over the next few weeks either.
How would what would you consider the most bizarre? But hey, they're in the hunt. Let's see what happens.
Wait, what do you mean?
Super Bowl matchup.
Most bizarre?
Yeah.
Okay. So are we doing what's the funniest Super Bowl matchup that could come up?
Well, I'm gonna eliminate the Panthers. Ain't going nowhere.
Well, that would be hilarious.
That would be one of them. But that's just like pie in the sky. I guess on the NFC side, I guess I would have to say Bears, huh?
Yeah.
Bears?
And it's not even as much the flaws with the team. It is just the team.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears, a team that had mm-hmm. not had a quarterback in hellas to the point that mm-hmm. we've made McMahon into somebody that he was not as a player.
Yeah.
Just because he was the last thing that they had that was close to really good.
Mm-hmm.
And now.
Hey, Jay Cutler, man. I'm disrespecting my
Well, he's talking in terms of Super Bowl there. Yeah, yeah.
And now here you go. Ben Johnson come in and huge swing of a team and then all of a sudden make a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That would be sick. I've got to be honest. But yeah, there you go. That's looking at the playoffs just early on now that this is settled. It feels like it's a pretty short group of teams that are really and truly in contention. Even though it is pretty open and only God knows how it goes,
mm-hmm.
Texas feel like they're right in there with all of it. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. In the upcoming hour, we will hear from D'Amico Ryans at 11:15. So before that, let's go around the NFL because Black Monday got going early. Let's talk about what's happening around the league as they're getting themselves situated. We'll do it next.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.